Make sure it's recording. Amen. Attended. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Job chapter 15, verse 8. You see, what we want to do now is we've been hearing about the words of Jesus.
Amen.
And the words of Jesus are very powerful.
I tell you.
So we've been hearing about the words of Jesus, and now that we are doing a fast, we want to learn about the victory secrets.
Amen.
The victory secrets that we need to receive our victory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, so we are praying about victory secrets. We are praying about a series of victories. And I know that you and I are going to receive a series of victories.
Amen.
I said a series of victories.
Amen.
So we now want to read the word of God to just find out more about how to receive the series of victories. Amen.
Amen.
This book is a very fantastic book. This is the book we are using to fast.
Amen.
It's called Victory Secrets.
Amen.
And I'm reading from the book. Now let's turn our Bibles to Job chapter 15 and verse 8. Job chapter 15 and verse 8. Hast thou heard the secret of God? And dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? Now look at it in NLT. This is very important. Have you heard the secret of God? Were you listening at God's secret counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? Imagine, do you have a monopoly? Monopolies are things that are kept to just one or two or a few people. So, do we have a monopoly on wisdom? That's what the Bible is saying. Or have we listened to God's secret? Now look at Job chapter 29. Let's start from verse 1. Now, a secret is something that can only be given to a friend. I can tell Pastor Alom, you know, Pastor Alom, I'm going to tell you something about Etta. She's this, but please don't tell Etta. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell a single soul. You don't even tell your wife. You most likely tell a very close friend.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, you do not know what a servant doesn't know what a master does.
That's right.
You now know what I do because you are now my friends.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So there's a scripture that says that, and when the tabernacle, when the secret of God or the friendship of God was upon my tabernacle, so the secret of God was, in one version it says secret, another version it says friendship of God.
Wow.
Because it is only God's friends that he gives his secrets to.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Job continued speaking. I long for the years gone by when God took care of me. When he lighted the way before me, and I walked safely through the darkness. When God was with me, I walked through the darkness because his light was with me and lighted the way. Verse 4. In my early years, the friendship of God was felt in my home. Now let's pause here. Now this is talking about Job was thinking about the past and thinking about what made him rich and made him the best or the richest man in the East. Now look at another version here. Okay, this is NLT. Okay, King James. Yeah. Always King James first, and then NLT or any other version.
That's right.
Will be asked, but without asking, we'll just go straight to verse 4. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. So the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Now go to NLT.
Wow.
And it says the friendship of God was in my tabernacle. Because you cannot get God's secret unless you are his friend.
That's right.
Am I saying something to somebody?
Amen.
Because remember that the versions are not different verses, but the same verse. This NLT, look at what NASB says. Sometimes it's just another explanation of the same statement. But when you read it in the Hebrew, it means friendship. It means a friend who shares secrets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I was in the prime of my days, when the friendship of God was over my tent. How many get what I'm saying?
Amen.
So it's clear that you and I, we would receive the secrets and the victories of God when we are close to God and we are his friends. Amen.
Amen.
A victory secret is a secret that will make you into a living wonder. I see living wonders sitting
there. Amen.
In Jesus' name. A victory secret is the secret of God. Have you heard the secret of God? Have you read the secret of God? Have you been exposed to the secret of God? The hidden wisdom of God is the secret of God. You see,
hallelujah.
Everything that you and I need is in the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Look at Colossians chapter 2. I'll start from verse 1 to 3.
Preach it.
Colossians 2, 1 to 3. I gave you the history of Colossians.
Yeah.
As I was in the prime of my days. Okay. Colossians 2, 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. He was writing to the church at Colossae, that their hearts might be comforted, being knitted together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Glory to God, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. Let's look at it in NLT verse 2 and 3. This is very powerful because God is telling you and I that the treasures of wisdom. The Bible says in wisdom's right hand is long life. In wisdom's left hand are riches and honor. Now wisdom, it's hidden. There are treasures in wisdom and it is hidden. The secrets of God are not given to the casual browser. The secrets of God are given to the one who is close to God. Because the secrets of God are in his word.
Amen.
Now you and I can never be God's friends unless we are friends with his word.
Glory. You are preaching.
God, did you hear that?
You are preaching.
My goal is that they will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have full confidence because they have complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ himself. In him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I, this fast is giving us the opportunity to tap into the treasures and the hidden mysteries of God and the secrets of God.
Amen.
Read 1 Corinthians 1:24. What does it say there? First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. Let's start from 14, rather. I thank God I baptize none of you. I don't have my apparatus, but I was looking for Christ, the wisdom and power of God. Is that Second Corinthians 1:24. Let's see that. Yeah, I know it's 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1. We're not going to do mediocre things and switch. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14. Let's see what 14 says. Oh, use King James. That, in that way, we will be okay. Pastor Long, can you find it for me?
Yes.
I don't have my phone because I would usually have gotten the verse. Okay. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. So it means that the true wisdom that comes from God can only be found in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It is very, very clear that the closer we are to Jesus Christ, the closer we are to the hidden treasures of wisdom. Now, how do you and I get close? Sorry?
18.
Or 1 Corinthians?
1 Corinthians 18.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. How can we get close to Jesus Christ? We can get close to Jesus Christ, hallelujah, by getting close to his word. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, no, I'm talking about Jesus Christ is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. Just type, Google, both the power of God, wisdom of God, and you'll get it very easily.
24.
1 Corinthians, what? Yeah, I know it's verse 24. Yeah, time is going. It's
1 Corinthians 1.
1 Corinthians 1. Isn't that what is? Yeah, I think because it was King James. It was so. It, I was right, but when you don't put it in King James, I get thrown off. Hallelujah. Yes, so I was correct. So 1 Corinthians 1:24. So anytime use King James so that I don't get thrown off. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. So you and I, the closer we are to Jesus Christ, the closer we are to the secrets of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The closer we are to the word of God, the closer we are to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Now, the word of God has all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge you and I need.
Hallelujah.
Very important. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Because remember that God's wisdom is always hidden in mystery.
That's right.
God's wisdom, God's secrets will not be given to anyone
Amen.
Who does not seek for it.
That's right.
Why Jesus said that God will not throw his pearl before swine.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Amen.
Let's continue. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now wait here. So what the Bible is saying is that there was a certain wisdom about God saving the Gentiles and saving the whole world through Jesus Christ. That was in the Bible before Christ was killed, crucified. So the treasures or the Christ in us, the hope of glory, was already a secret in the Bible that many did not know. The devil did not know it. The princes of this world did not know it. Now we know it because the next verse will say that it's been revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But before the Holy Spirit revealed it, it wasn't known. How many are getting me so far?
Yeah.
In the same way, what secrets and wisdom and treasures are there for you and I that are hidden in the word that we don't know? That we can only know through the Holy Spirit as we search the word. So the Bible is saying that which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. So it means that God had a lot of fantastic things prepared for those who love him, you and I. But he never said it to any. Only God, the Godhead knew. He never said it to any angel. Never said it to an angel, Michael, Angel Gabriel, none of those people. No thrones, none of the dominions knew. And none of them heard it or even conceived it. What God had prepared for us.
Wow.
Now, look at it in the verse 10. Verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us.
Hallelujah.
So God has revealed all his fantastic secrets to us. How? By his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. So it means that it was through the Holy Spirit that God was able to reveal the secrets to us.
Amen.
But if we're in those times, we will not know.
Wow.
Until the Holy Spirit was revealed.
That's
so
right.
Apostle Paul, look at it in NLT. You see that Apostle Paul was saying that for us, to us, the secrets were revealed. Yet what? Go to the exact verse. Was it verse 9?
Yeah.
God, please go to verse 9. Verse 10. So when I said change the version, go straight to where I left off. Is this?
Yeah.
Was it 10?
Yes.
But we know these things because God revealed them to us by his Spirit. Now look at it in NIV. So stay in verse 10. Ivy, you are doing well.
That's more small. Amen.
But God has revealed it to us. And the us is for you and I and to Apostle, because Apostle is writing an epistle to the church at Corinth. And he's saying that God has revealed it to us, meaning to him and to his colleagues plus the church.
Hallelujah.
And to us. Amen. But he revealed it to us by his Spirit. Now this is very important, because before Christ died, all these things were in the Bible, but they were not revealed to the people.
That's
or the
right.
people didn't know it. In the same way, there are many secrets that will bless our lives in the Bible, but until we ask God for them, we will never know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will never know. What do you think?
That's right.
Now, six reasons why you must discover the secret of God. Number one, life and death depend on your discovery of the secret of God. Life and death. Because there are times that you and I need to get a secret from God, or information from God, or a certain hidden thing from God that can save us, that can prevent us from doing certain things, or that can cause us to do certain things. Can I have an amen?
That's right.
Now, Daniel, the secret of God was very necessary for Daniel, because it saved his life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 28, verse 8 to 13, 16 to 22, talks about the fact that Nebuchadnezzar the king had a dream. And the dream disturbed him, and he asked all his magicians and soothsayers to interpret the dream. So all of them were about to lie to him and give him some stories. And he said, no, I'm not Nebuchadnezzar for nothing. I'm not the greatest king in the world for nothing. I'm too smart. Now, for you to be able to interpret the dream, you must first tell me the dream.
That's
otherwise,
right.
you are all going to die.
That's right.
So Daniel, in order to save his life, went to the three Hebrew boys and spoke to them. And they sought God. And they prayed for God to open their eyes and to reveal the secret. And God revealed the secret to Daniel.
Wow.
And Daniel survived.
Wow.
Many times you and I need to ask God for his secrets. The hidden secrets about our lives.
That's right.
The hidden secrets Satan has against us. Satan has many agenda. No, Satan has an agenda.
That's
he
right.
actually has a board with a list of plans for us.
Mercy.
10 years from now,
Mercy.
He has his plan for us.
Mercy.
2 years from now, his plan for us. But our lives are hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
So no matter his plans, they will not work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you and I must dive into the secrets and discover the secrets of God for our lives.
Amen.
So that's why the fast is one of the most important fasts we have ever fasted. Because we are praying, God, show me your secrets. Show me your secrets through your word. Because ladies and gentlemen, it is not as simple to just read the Bible and get the secrets out.
Wow.
The Bible says that when the veil, which is upon the Jewish people, which has caused them not to understand the word, when that veil is taken away, they'll be able to understand the word. But it is only those who turn to the Lord, or those who believe, in fact, those who believe in Jesus Christ are the ones whose veils are taken away. But you can only receive the revelation and the veil taken away when you turn to the Lord. Now, who is the Lord? The Holy Spirit. So you must be born again. Once you are born again, we must rely on the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to remove the veil so that we can understand the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's another verse I could have given you if my, what do you call it, my apparatus. I had it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But due to certain incompetencies, I don't have it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second point. Your prosperity depends on your discovery of the secret of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your prosperity. Hallelujah.
I tell you.
The secret. Your prosperity depends on your discovery of the secret of God.
Wow.
So, even to prosper, you must discover the secret. I've started to, I've started to do some recordings on YouTube about some secrets of God that people can only get in the Bible with scriptures.
That's right.
That Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3.
You're preaching good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3. Hallelujah. Are we there? Amen. Thus saith the Lord, his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden. Now, this is fantastic because Cyrus the Great, who was the Persian emperor, who conquered a lot of the world after the Babylonian Empire by Nebuchadnezzar and his grandson Belshazzar. The next empire that came into being was the Medo-Persian Empire. Cyrus the Great. You will sometimes see Cyrus the Great, Garabu in history, and then there's also Darius. Hallelujah. Now, Cyrus was someone who was a king and he was asleep. He was tired, restless, went to the annals to just read about history and found his name in the Word of God.
Wow.
What? What's my name doing in the Bible? That's so when he read it, he asked for information and he was given information about it. And that because God told him that the people that he was going to send Israel back home to build Israel.
Wow!
So, just by if you find your name in a book and you never believed in the God, and all of a sudden your name is in a book, and the God is telling you that you are going to help Israel to restore themselves, you will go and do what you have to do. Thus said the Lord to his anointed. Now, Cyrus was an unbeliever, but he was called the anointed. Now, Cyrus did a very important thing in the history of Israel. So, God anointed him for that. Or God empowered him for that. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So, thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two left gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Read it to verse 3. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. The what? The treasures of darkness. Now the treasures of darkness are the hidden treasures. Darkness also means hidden, secret. And hidden riches of secret places. That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. So he was shocked. So this is very important because our discovering the secret of God is linked to our prosperity. Victory secrets will lead to prosperity. Most riches are hidden from view. Most real riches are hidden away from view. That is why they are called treasures of darkness.
That's right.
Most of the riches in the world are hidden in secret places. To find the riches of this world, you will need to be given revelation to unlock the secrets of how to locate wealth. You will need to discover the secret place where wealth is hidden. Now, it is fantastic. God has given Bishop Dagwood Mills a secret a while back. And he's given to us for prosperity, but many are following with their eyes open and their mouths closed and are not getting the secret of God and the lesson. Meanwhile, it's a secret. And they are looking for this seminar, looking for that seminar, when their prayer meetings stop. Hey, okay, anyone who wants to receive prosperity, those who want to receive money, raise your hands. Hey. I see you receive a car. Hey. But the secret. You don't get the secrets by hey.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You get the secret by following it.
That's
and
right.
The secret is no mortgage.
Hell debt.
The secret is no debt. The Bible says, owe no man anything. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another.
That's
so
right.
A crucial secret is not owing. No debt. No mortgage. That's the critical secret out of the many. And yet, it's been given to us free. We didn't need to browse for it. We needed to receive it. But to him who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Amen.
It means that not everyone who hears the secret will even follow it. Yeah. And will watch closely with their mouths open those who are receiving the blessing and the prosperity. And then when the secrets come, they close their mouths. When the secret is being given to others and they are testifying, then their mouths are open. Like the bird. When you see a baby bird, the baby bird, its eyes are closed, its mouth is open all the time. Anytime anyone comes or they hear sound, because that's where food is coming. Mommy is giving me food. They open their mouths to anything.
That's it.
Daniel 5:29. Now, because Daniel was able to discover the secret of God, what happened in Daniel 5:29? Then commanded Belshazzar, because Belshazzar, let me give you a quick history. Belshazzar was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. Even though the Bible says the father, it means the grandfather. Hallelujah. At least that particular one. Now, that's why Daniel was spared in the realm, even though it says second. He was second in the Babylonian Empire, but third in the whole province, because Belshazzar's father had influenced or ruled a bigger area. So Daniel was second in Babylon, but third in the whole realm. How many are getting it so far?
No,
now, Belshazzar had a party for his concubines and his girlfriends, wives, his kings, his, you know, the knights and all the different people, and they were drinking and getting drunk. And then he did something that was unacceptable. He called for the vessels, the special vessels of the holy vessels, the sanctified holy vessels in the temple. And they drank with it and they made merry with it. And then God said, no, you are a king, you should know better. Your grandfather respected me. Mm-hmm. Or he respected me. After he walked and was able to declare that the Most High God rules. The God of Daniel was able to prove to him that he is God. And you are making a mockery of the holy vessels. So there was a writing on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, whatever. It means that your days are numbered. And the Medes and the Persians have come to take over. May no one take over your ministry or my ministry in Jesus.
Amen.
So they saw the writing and they were all afraid. Good. Mene, yes, good. So they saw the writing and they were all afraid. Then they asked, who can interpret it? And the magician said, no, this one, we don't know what to do with this. This one. And then his wife or someone said, you know what? The only person I know who served your grandfather or your father is Daniel. He will be able to interpret it. So they called Daniel. Can we go to verse 24? Then commanded Belshazzar. In fact, verse 24, please. So, then was part of the hand sent from him, and this was the writing, or this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, ophrasim. Ophrasim. Hallelujah. Verse 26. This is the interpretation of the thing. So Daniel came and was interpreting the dream. Mene means God had numbered thy kingdom and finished it. It means that the Babylonian Empire is over. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances. And art found wanting. Hey, Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar after this terrible news, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet because of the secret, and put a chain of gold about his neck. I see many gold chains about your neck.
Amen.
And made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be third ruler in the kingdom.
Wow.
Third ruler in the kingdom. Now, history says not too long after, the Medes and Persians climbed the wall. And that was the end.
Mercy.
Killed Belshazzar, finished, everything was over. They climbed the wall, the Medes and Persians. So it clearly shows that anytime you and I want prosperity, all we need to do is to discover God's secrets to prosperity.
Amen.
But let me give you a hint before we move to the next one. God has given us a mighty key already. Bishop Dark has told us many times. No debt.
That's it.
Build own homes. No mortgage.
That's it.
I remember the first time it came up and I preached about it
a lady in the church, this was in Minneapolis, said, I work in a church, it's the same old mortgage, how are we supposed to live? I don't know whether she's foreclosed by now. I don't know about the story. I don't know. It doesn't mean everyone wants a mortgage to foreclose. I'm just talking about the understanding.
Let's see.
Only less than 30, is it 30%? 31% of people are able to pay off their mortgages in the United States of America. That includes all the rich people also. Only 30%. Because remember, it's 30 years.
That's
a
right.
Lot happens in 30 years.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. A lot can happen in 30 years. And the taxes too are increasing. What do you think? So this is very important. Now, number four. Number three. We are on number three now. The secret of God is given to the righteous and to his prophets. Proverbs 3:32. So you and I need to pray that God, if you pray, God, make me righteous, and you are not an unbeliever, it's wasted energy. If you're an unbeliever, you better pray for righteousness. Or just pray that God, give me accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Then you're automatically righteous.
That's right.
But this is talking about living a righteous life and doing righteous deeds. What are some of the righteous deeds?
Giving to the poor.
Thank you. Orphans. Yes, those are righteous deeds. Now, if you are a girl, in general, you wear ladies' clothing. Hallelujah. You don't wear male clothing if you are a female. And I'm not talking about the usual pants. I'm talking about male, you know what I mean? Or rather, it's easier for women to wear male clothing. But males to wear female clothing, apart from Scotland, it's not common.
That's right.
How many are getting what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's very important for us to understand that when God calls us righteous, it is not because of what we've done, but we need to live righteous lives. If you're a man or you're a father, you need to act like a father.
That's
if you're
right.
a mother, you need to act like a mother. If you're a righteous person, you need to act like a righteous person.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you know it's been recorded into the page. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many are getting what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's important for us to live righteous lives. Now the Bible is saying in Proverbs 3:32, for the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. This is very important.
Mm.
The secret of God is with the righteous.
The righteous.
Now, it is different from saying the secret of God is with the good man or woman. Because they are good people who don't know God.
That's right.
They are morally good people who are atheists.
That's
the secret
right.
of God is not with them. And they are
That's
not righteous.
Right.
Because our righteousness is like filthy rags before God.
They are preaching.
But we are talking about someone who has right standing with God.
Mm.
Someone who has no alienation from God.
That's right.
Someone who has been justified by faith in Christ. A righteous person is someone who has faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Now, we don't need to turn to it. I'll just quote it. Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For it is with the heart that a man believeth unto righteousness. So we believe in Jesus Christ and are made righteous.
That's right.
So, but the secret of God is with the righteous. But his secret is with the righteous means that his secret is with those who have right standing with God.
Amen.
It means that every born again Christian has the ability to receive God's secrets.
Amen.
But must walk uprightly.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean to walk uprightly? Stay away from sin.
Amen.
That's what it means to walk uprightly. You and I are not righteous because we don't sin, but when we are righteous, we will not sin.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that if you are righteous and you sin, you are no more righteous. You just need to confess your sins, and He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Cleanse from what? All unrighteousness. So the unrighteousness that was there has been cleansed.
Mm.
But the main thing is to live righteous lives.
That's right.
Because we are righteous.
Yeah,
so doing well does not make you righteous, but being righteous will make you do well. What do you think?
Amen.
And then Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but He revealeth His secrets unto His servants, the prophets. Wow. You do not tell your secrets to everyone. Why do you expect God to tell His secrets to you or to anyone? The people to whom God has given His special or His secrets are those He sees as righteous. God withholds His revelation from people who are wicked and gives them to the righteous. And gives them to the righteous. Servants are close to their masters and work around their space. It is therefore not strange that servants know many secrets that outsiders will never know. Strive to be a servant of God and strive to be His prophet, and you are guaranteed a rich supply of wonderful secrets.
Amen.
What do you think?
That's it.
Amen. Number four, the secret of God is given at special seasons of your life. Job chapter 29, verse 2 to 4. Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me. Verse 3. When His candle shined upon my head, and when by His light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. So Job enjoyed knowing some of these secrets at a certain season of his life. He spoke passionately about the season when God gave him secrets and revelations. Or revelation. You will always look back to the season when God gave you certain revelations. Look, ladies and gentlemen, the revelations of God are for us.
Amen. Amen.
You and I must, this fasting season, strive to receive abundance of revelation.
Amen.
Look at Isaiah chapter 11 as I close with Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. Or 1 to 3. Strive to benefit from God's word.
Amen.
I have decided that going forward, every day I'll try to take wisdom from God's word, and I'll force myself to apply something in my Bible.
Amen.
Every day I'll have to look for something to apply.
Amen.
To my life. Yes, because it is not just the one who hears the word is not the one who is blessed.
That's
it's
right.
The one who hears and obeys the word. That's the one, right, who is blessed. So if every day I can find something in the Bible to obey, to follow, to practice, I'll be blessed.
Amen.
Then the secret of God will be clear to us. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The seven spirits of God. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That's number one. The Spirit of wisdom, number two. You and I need the Spirit of wisdom, which is different from the wisdom of the world. The Spirit of wisdom is what the princes of this world did not know. And that wisdom is, you can find it in the book of James, or the epistle of James, which is peaceable, without hypocrisy, full of good fruits, etc., etc. Hallelujah. And understanding, three. God will give us deep understanding of secrets.
Amen.
Revelations. Too high for the casual person.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the spirit of counsel.
where God Himself, by His Spirit, will give us advice, will give us counsel,
Amen.
Will give us direction. Go here. No, don't go here. You remember that King David, when he was about to fight in a war, he would ask God, God, will you deliver them into my hands? God will say, yes, then you fight. Will you deliver them into my hands? God will say, no, then you run away.
Wow.
Now, there's a time that he saved the city, and the city was hiding him. And then this King Saul was after him. So God asked, will the people deliver me? Will you deliver me into the hands of Saul? God said, no. But then he asked, will the people deliver me? Something like that. Will the people deliver me into the hands of Saul? And God said, yes. So he had to change his plan.
Wow.
And many times he used one of the objects, those jewels from the high priest's robe, the ephod, I can't remember the name. And he will use that. Hallelujah. But now we don't need all that. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was upon David and the others, but not in him. You and I have the Holy Spirit in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the spirit of counsel and might, God will cause you and I, according to Ephesians, you don't need to turn to Ephesians 3, 16, 17, God will cause us to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in our inner man. It means that the Holy Spirit will strengthen our spirits.
Amen.
We will have the spirit of might.
Amen.
And the spirit of knowledge. We will know things that is impossible to be known by a human being.
Amen.
We will know things that no human mind would have told us.
Amen.
The Bible says that Apostle Paul was saying that he received the revelation directly from Jesus Christ. He did not receive his revelation from Peter, Paul, James, and the others. His revelation, all he knew, was directly from Jesus Christ. Think about that.
Mm.
All the knowledge was directly from Jesus Christ. Mm. Nevertheless, he went to Peter, James, John, the chief apostles, to tell them about what he knew and compare notes to make sure that he was not running in vain.
That's
because
right.
Sometimes it's important, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established.
Right.
In the multitude of counselors, every purpose will be established.
Amen.
In the safety. So he received safety from the chief apostles. Hallelujah. Amen. And of the fear of the Lord. Now, we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, because fear of the Lord is very important. Now, what does it mean to fear the Lord? It means to fear, reverence His word.
Amen.
It means that His word is so weighty that you respect it so much that you cannot but do your best to obey it. We fear the Lord so much that, wow, God said this, I don't care. It doesn't matter whether I die. Whatever happens, I must follow it, because, wow, God is watching me. God is watching me. Everything I do, God is watching me.
That's
when,
right.
when I go to the left, I go to the right, God is watching me.
Mm.
The Bible says that, where can I hide from your spirit? When I'm in the heavens of heavens, you are there. When I'm in the belly of the whale, you are there. When I'm in hell, the hell, or Hades, you are even there. No one can hide from your spirit. So that's the fear of the Lord, knowing that God sees everything.
Mm.
And therefore, it forces you and I to change whatever we need to change,
Amen.
To say whatever we need to say,
Amen.
Not to say whatever we need to say,
Amen.
To fix whatever we need to fix,
Amen.
Because God is watching us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And shall make him of quick understanding,
Amen.
In the fear of the Lord. It means that you and I, we must be fast in our understanding of spiritual
Hallelujah.
Things. Be fast in our understanding of secrets. How many know that you can know the secrets of God, but on your deathbed, too late?
Yes.
What's the point? Know the secret of God now.
Now. Hallelujah.
So quick understanding in the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Or quick understanding of taking the Bible seriously.
Amen.
Quick understanding in making sure the word of God is practiced at all costs. When God says forgive, there's no ambiguity about it.
That's
you must
right.
forgive.
Amen.
There's someone I realized that I might be, how do I say it? I just realized that there's someone who I'm so upset with that I might be at risk
Mercy.
Of unforgiveness. So I called an emergency meeting in heaven. You can call for a meeting in heaven. God, I beg you, please help me. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to lose that. Yeah.
Mercy.
Emergency meeting. Oh, God is ready Mercy. For that meeting anytime. And there's unforgiveness. There's a particular guy. Unforgiveness. Immediately I have to deal with it. Emergency meeting.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Because once God sees it, no matter what happens, we will not run from it. We cannot escape it. Once God said, there's no escape. So we must settle all our scores.
Amen.
And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. It's not everything you see going on that means what it looks like.
That's right.
Sometimes, sorry?
It's more behind
the scenes. There's more behind the scenes. There's one minister shepherd who is now a pastor who made a statement, very profound statement. They were talking to him about he and his wife and how they relate and everything. He said, look, it's not as it seems. When he said that, I took it not for his marriage. I took it for myself that, look, truly, you can see people, but it's not as it seems.
That's right.
Someone might be behaving in a certain way. Your boss might be behaving in a certain way. Your bank manager or whoever it is might be behaving in a certain way. But there is something behind the scenes. You can't take things at face value.
That's right.
Right now, these days, when someone speaks, what is the spirit behind what the person is saying?
Preach.
What the person is saying, is it God speaking or is it the devil speaking? Or, I'm not even talking, I'm talking about in terms of someone who, like Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Someone who is clearly going against God's word. I get what I'm saying.
Preaching.
You can't tell what people are saying. Someone will tell you that, oh, I'm going here, but they are going there. Someone will tell you that, oh, this is the reason why I did this, but it's a different reason. Someone will tell you that I'm your friend, I'm with you, but they actually meant that I'm against you. Which one? You can't take things at face value. You can't judge after the sight of your eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of your ears. What you hear is not always the case.
Preach.
All these things are secrets that God wants to reveal to us. How many are getting that?
Hallelujah.
So you and I must get close to Jesus Christ and dig into the word.
Amen.
Oh, the treasures. In fact, as we are praying about the treasures, my plan is to it's sweet when you get the Bible, you can get the secrets.
Amen.
I've started writing, I've got like 17 points already of secrets that I'm writing, things to do and to know. Through the fast and the praying. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's why I said I like my when I'm doing my praying and stuff, I like private one.
That's right.
The church one is to help the church folk.
That's right.
But the private one, when you are doing prayer in church, I've never gotten revelations like that. But it's necessary. Because there's time for corporate prayer. Oh, yeah, Lord, Kebaba Shandalo, Jesus. It's flowing. May you and I receive the secret.
Amen.
I'm not out of word, I'm just out of time. Shall we stand to our feet?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. He seemed like never before. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you all the glory. All the honor. All the praise.
Worship his holy name.
One more time, bless the Lord.
Bless.
Sins forgiven. I want you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe that He died on the cross.
For my sins.
I believe that God raised him from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Forgive me. For all my sins. Cleanse me. From all unrighteousness. From today. I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you all. You may take your seat.